Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, this is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man Boss Hog.
This your boy Ace
Up. Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy Renacy.
This your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla, one.
Peace and blessings, everybody. It's Street Queens, the movement live each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Women's Empowerment Movement each and every Thursday. Log on to our site at www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Along with that, check out the new flyer with the Street Queens on there. Also, we're doing a toy drive that's going on. It's actually going on December the 12th. So we're asking if you could donate a toy or get that extra gift, whether it be from the dollar store or, you know what I'm saying, you can go and, you know, purchase some hats, gloves, or whatever you can do and donate whatever you can help. The deadline is December 12th is actually when we're actually sending the stuff out. Today we're talking to Mr. and Mrs. Parker, who recently lost their daughter, Destiny Parker, to the H1N1, you know, formerly known as the swine flu. And they also, you know, going to talk about, you know, the situation that led up to that, along with, you know, Destiny's death and how it affected the family. And, you know, they're starting a foundation and how people can help. So they're going to be on the show in a few. And we're going to also be talking about, you know, how do you feel about the whole situation behind Tiger Woods? Do you feel like he's getting, you know, basically, you know, scrutinized for really, you know, no reason, you know. Let us know what you think about that situation. We'll talk about that later, but we're going to be talking about, you know, the lung lady that passed. Rest in peace, Destiny. So we'll be talking to the family in a few minutes. Go ahead and bring in one of our queens in the building. 205, peace, queen.
Peace, queen.
How you doing? Tell everybody, you know, one of the beautiful queens, and tell everybody, you know, where you're representing from, and let them know your name, so if they don't know, you can let them know.
All right, this is Ashley. I'm calling from Alabama, and that's 205, which is Tuscaloosa to be exact. That's where I'm at.
That's what it is. Peace, queen. It's always a blessing to have you on the show, man. You know, we're going to, you know, the epidemic of this whole H1N1 thing has been definitely, you know, ridiculous, you know, out here, definitely, man.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so much is going on, but I didn't expect it to, like, spread as fast as it did. And, yeah, it's deadly, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely deadly. And I definitely got a shout out, Goju, if I'm saying this right, Goju. Shout out to them in the chat room. They actually, shout out to Goju in the chat room. They said that they actually had an excerpt of Destiny on their site, and the site is www.singtomeohmuse.com. www.singtomeohmuse.com. And log on to that site and definitely check that out. You know, definitely go and check that out. And go ahead and support that and write your memorial threads and stuff, like, you know, how you felt about the situation. A lot of people were affected by this, you know, situation that happened with the family. It basically brought a lot of awareness because the situation happened in Baltimore, in the Baltimore County, in the Baltimore area, which the time that her situation had came with the H1N1, that they didn't have the vaccine in order for her to, you know, basically have some kind of cure, you know, for the situation. So, I mean, the story, when I heard the story from the family, it was definitely a devastating situation. And you guys can definitely Google it. It's on the Channel 11 News out in Baltimore, on Google. It's up there. It's definitely on Google. And it's a sad situation, you know. You raise a child, you care for them, and, you know, and she was only 14 years old. Only 14 years old, had so much promise, you know, in her life. And, you know, she was taken away by, you know, this whole N1H1 situation.
So how long ago has this been, like?
It wasn't that long ago. I can say it's still fairly recent within this year. And so, you know, it was kind of like, it was when the epidemic was coming, but it wasn't to the point where they were already having vaccines and everything. It was almost like in the early part of the whole H1N1 situation when it first started.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Mhm. And we got another queen on the line, Peace Queen from the 917. Peace.
Peace. How are you, queens, doing?
Great. if they don't know, let them know, you know what I'm saying, queen, where you're calling from and what your name is so they can know what's going on.
I'm calling from Philly. My name is Emma, and I represent the Boogie Down, where it all started from. E2K all day, you already know. It's your girl, Emma E2K, on the line. Represent the woman movement, represent the street queens, and my beautiful, lovely sister queen, Lush.
Wow. Peace, queen. You know it's always a blessing to have you on the show, queen. You know, we love you to death. You know, Ashley is on the line with us, and, you know, we're definitely...
Hey, girl.
What's up? Peace.
And you, Emma, we're going to be talking today with Mr. and Mrs. Parker. They're a Baltimore couple that lost their child recently to, you know, the H1N1, formerly known as the swine flu, and they're going to tell about the story and, you know, what led up to the situation, and they're starting a foundation in regards to her. So basically, you know, another child won't be victim to this situation, you know. And it's been a crazy epidemic, you know, with this H1N1 situation. Seriously.
It has been. It definitely has been. It came in like a thief in the night, and it's been taking, you know, a lot of people with him.
Yeah, and like I said, once again, shout out to Goju in the chat room. They actually had a thread dedicated to Destiny on their site. It's www.singtomeohmuse.com, and basically it's a memorial. They have a whole memorial set for all of the children who have passed and were affected by the H1N1, formerly known as the swine flu, memorial thread. If you guys want to go there and check that out, the thread with Destiny's is, you know, U.S. child H1N1 deaths from August to December the 1st list. And it's just crazy, you know. And regarding to what the people said in the chat room, Goju, they said basically that in Baltimore, the CDC basically told all the schools to stay open, even though they were already alerted and notified that whole spread of the N1H1. Remember when they had the whole situation, they were saying they were closing schools down and stuff? In that area in Baltimore, they actually told them to keep the schools open, you know. Well, they already knew that, you know, they had this.
Well, you know what? This is when you step in, though, and you have those instincts as parents, and the epidemic is going on. I don't care how many times they tell me to take my child to school. If I feel there's a danger, I'm not taking my child to the school. I'm protesting. I'm not taking my child to the school if I feel that my child is in danger. Everywhere, anywhere, you know, you got to take me to court to prove that to me that, you know, everything is safe like that. I mean, that's when your parents' stuff, you know, it just kicks in. I mean, that's personally just my opinion, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you know, at the time when it was going on here in the Baltimore area, apparently it was told to, you know, the area families that, you know, that there was no signs or anything, so everything was safe. And apparently with Destiny's situation, you know, The H1N1, formerly known as swine flu, I mean, turned her from 0 to 60 in like a matter of like 2 days.
Wow.
And the parents will be on in a few to explain, you know, the situations of her deteriorating and you know, lung failure and stuff like that, you know. It's definitely a tragedy, you know, to lose a child that you just laughed and joked with, you know. And she was only 14 years old. Only
wow.
14 years old, man. She has so much promise in her life, you know, and it was taken away, you know, in a blink of an eye, you know.
I wonder, like, I know since we've been seeing it, like, in the news and everything, it sounds, like, really new to a lot of people, but I did hear, like, some years ago, it was around, like, you know, like, way back in the day, probably, like, before our time, but I heard that it was an epidemic of it, you know, like, years ago also.
Yeah, they actually said a while ago, maybe, like, don't quote me on this, on the actual date, but I'm thinking, like, it was basically in a time of, like maybe like in the 30s or something, because it was a while ago, either 30s or 60s or something, and it was a while ago, and then all of a sudden the epidemic like just stopped.
Right.
All of a sudden the you know, the epidemic just stopped all of a sudden, and it was just crazy. I have some quick facts on the influenza. 2009 N1H1, sometimes called as the swine flu, is a new influenza virus causing illness in people. The new virus was first detected in people in the United States in April of 2009. The virus is spreading from person to person worldwide, probably in much the same way as the regular seasonal influenza virus spreads. They said sometimes, why is it called the swine flu? This virus is originally referred to as the swine flu because the laboratory testing showed that many of the genes in the new virus were very similar to the influenza virus that normally occurs in pigs in North America. But further studies have shown that the new virus is very different from the normal circulated in North American pigs. It has two genes from the flu virus that normally circulate in pigs and the European and Asian in the bird genes of a human gene. Scientists call this quadruple restoration virus. So, I guess it's a virus that basically mutated, you know. I mean, it basically mutated to the point where I think basically the doctors are kind of flabbergasted themselves and really don't know how to cure it or really don't know what to expect, and they're making up these experimental drugs because they've never seen this stuff. And from what the parents told me on Side Conversation, apparently the influenza that Destiny did, have at the point was a rare one that they really didn't know. So I honestly don't think that most of the doctors, even with this epidemic now, are still unaware really what is causing it, you know, and how to actually assess the problem. Because even when I took my daughter to Children's Hospital when she had like a rash or something, she had a rash, something like poison ivy or whatever, they had so many sick kids, fevers and stuff like that, and they're basically telling us, I asked them, so how are they treating the epidemic? They said, we're treating it like a normal flu. And that's what they do. They treat it like a normal flu, you know. And I'm saying with all this technology and all this so-called money we have and everything, I'm not understanding why. I'm going to give some more flax on the influenza, but I think we have the parents of Destiny live on the line with us. Greetings, Mrs. and Mr. Parker.
How are you this evening?
Great. Peace and blessings. You're live on Street Queens, the movement, with Emma of EK Magazine, one of our queens, and Ashley, and the one and only Lush. It's a blessing and honor to have you guys on the show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Okay.
Guys, could you just, you know, for the people that don't know that are just tuning in, this is Mr. and Mrs. Parker, the parents of Destiny, you know, the young lady, 14-year-old past of the H1N1. Formerly known as the swine flu, and they're going to be talking to us about, you know, the whole situation and along with the foundation that they're trying to form also, you know, so another child won't come in a situation like this. Guys, could you just let the people know about Destiny and everything that, came through in sequence to lead up to, the situation?
Yes, I took her to the hospital from school. The school had called my wife. My wife got in touch with me that morning. I had dropped off at school, 7:45. They were calling me about 8:05 because she had ran up the steps and she ran out of breath. So the nurse and everybody looked at her and she didn't look good, so they called me. By the time I got to the hospital, by the time I got to the school, and the ambulance was right behind me. They wanted to take her somewhere that I didn't want to take her because I'd already called her doctors. So from there, I took her down. We walked into the emergency room, to her doctor. Me and the doctor went over with Destiny into the hospital, into the emergency room, because they wanted to take chest x-rays. And then they found pneumonia in her lungs. Once they found the pneumonia in her lungs, it was like a couple hours after that. She was talking, she was coherent with everybody and talking to the nurses and everyone. About 2 hours after that, it just took off like wildfire. I couldn't understand it. Her kidneys started collapsing, her lungs, and et cetera. She had to have a blood transfusion. And for 8 days, I watched other kids in the ward suffering from the same thing because the parents were telling me their kids were suffering from pneumonia in both lungs, kidneys collapse and everything, and the doctors were saying they didn't know what it was. I said, well, did you test her for the swine flu? Well, we tested for that. It wasn't that. It wasn't until 3 days later when they told me that she had the swine flu. And they were like, they were lost. It was a whole team of doctors, CDC, everybody was in there. It was like they were lost. They didn't know what was going on. If they did, they held a good. So,
wow.
This thing is real serious, and people got to really educate themselves, their kids, find out what's going on. They're trying to put these vaccines in us. We don't know what's in them. We got to be careful. It's time to educate. It's time for us to come together, educate. This thing is real serious.
Yeah, definitely is. Can you let everybody know the exact date when this happened? It was around the time before it, the epidemic was to the point it is now, right?
Right. It was September the 26th.
Uh huh.
September the 26th. 21st. It was 5 days after her birthday when she went to the hospital. It was on a Monday. And then she was in there for 8 days. She passed on the Tuesday, the 29th. And they didn't have the vaccine or nothing out for it at that time. And her case really brought a lot of awareness to the situation. And they, put a speed on the vaccine. But like I say, I'm scared of these vaccines.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And with the school system, with the schools at the time, when there was like a hint that swine flu was around, did they say that, basically everything's okay, kids can come to school and stuff like that? They weren't closing schools down?
Well, what they did, we found out that Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
When they notified us, she had to get a vaccine from the CDC before she could close the school down. So she did close the school down that Thursday and had the whole school clean.
Oh. Wow.
What they did was they said they had to, we had already been in contact with the principal the whole time we was down in the hospital, and the principal was like, when we called her and told us that Destiny was diagnosed with the H1N1, she was saying she needed to get something from the doctors, and that is what they were diagnosing her with, so that way the school system can act accordingly.
I'm sorry, we can't understand her too clearly, and we really want to hear what she has to say.
I don't know if it's like on speaker or if feedback from the I don't know if you have the radio on there. It's like giving like feedback.
We hear you like from a distance. And we really want to hear what you have to say.
Can you hear now? Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's way better, yeah.
this is really important. We really want to hear everything you have to say.
We understand.
I picked that we had on the speaker so that way we both can hear what was being said. Once they officially diagnosed Dusty that Wednesday night and told us, that's when we notified the principal that they actually said Destiny had H1N1 along with having the pneumonia. So the principal told us that she needed to have the doctors send something in writing to her that that is what the diagnosis was so that she could act accordingly with the school. We relayed all that information to the doctors, and they did. Every step was taken by the doctor's office, the CDC, to get the school the notification that they needed. And they, in turn, put it in place, and that's why that Thursday the school was closed, and they did the week. Well, actually, it turned out for months for the school, they were going to be closed for Professional Development Day. So it worked out that the day that they had to do all the cleaning, no one was in the school. And then it was that weekend, so they was able to go in and disinfect everything. While that was happening at the school, we were still down the house. It was where the first diagnosis the doctors gave us was that she had pneumonia. But beyond that, they were not certain because they were saying it was rare, and there was questions asked of us, had we traveled out of the country, had we done this and that. It was like, no, we haven't traveled out of the country, and the last time we traveled anywhere was in July. Other than that, we all been local here in Baltimore, and we all travel as a family. So they was at a loss of trying to, I guess, backtrack and figure out where she could have maybe come in contact with it, because they basically said it was so rare. She started shutting down. I mean, between her kidneys failing, between she needed to be placed on dialysis, she needed to have a transfusion. And, I mean, then you just saw where the body started, the fluid started backing up in the body. So it was where the changes were starting to happen so rapidly. But it's where we didn't expect it. I mean,
wow.
The doctors were still working up until the very end, treating her. They, like I say, because at that time they did not have the medicine that everyone was getting. The Tamiflu wasn't in. They even tried another experimental drug that really was not out yet. They had flown in so that they could give it to her. So they were doing everything. I mean, it just
wow. We Ms. Parker, we got a definite advocate for Destiny in the chat room. Goju, he actually has, they actually have a thread about Destiny on their site. It's called www.singtomeohmuse. SingToMeOMuse.com, and they have a thread on her. It's a memorial thread on their site. They were very shocked and horrified about what happened. It's titled U.S. Child H1N1 Deaths August to December. Threads of children that lost their life to the H1N1. They said when they seen it, they were horrified, and the CDC schools open and told that most of the kids shouldn't, you know, have to go through that situation. And he was asking about the Tamiflu, but you already you know, stated that they didn't actually have that ready at the time when she was on there.
Giving her for that Tamiflu, they were like, because she was so swollen, they wasn't certain if any of that medication was even going to be able to be absorbed. So everything was, I guess maybe because it was before the vaccinations, it was where everything was so experimental, and they was doing cultures and x-rays. It was like
the person in the chat room was saying what they thought was that basically before she even went to the position of becoming swollen, that, you know, the fact that they feel like the doctors could have at least administered the Tamiflu to get her started on that, maybe it could have reduced, you know what I'm saying, you know, the situation. You know.
So what they told us, they were giving her like the she was on antibiotics and it was general, but until they could rule what it was, they couldn't give it specific. Once they had diagnosed her with the H1N1 on that Wednesday, that's when they started with the Tamiflu. And then they snapped. That's when they told us about the other experimental drug that they had flown in so they could give her that. But from that Monday to that Wednesday, it was general antibiotics, and they were working on treating her for the pneumonia because they had known that, and that was with certainty. But
It's
so much started changing and shutting down that it's where it was just hard. Because it's like, all right, that morning, we all were in the house. I mean, all leaving, all great to start our morning routine. I mean, the kids was downstairs laughing and joking while they were eating breakfast and getting ready to leave, and we all went into the car together. And, I mean, they got dropped off at school. I got dropped off at my bus stop, and he was on his way to work. So, I mean, the last thing that her younger sisters remember that morning was them laughing and joking in the house. And then the next time that they basically see their sister is she's in the ICU at the hospital. And then from the distance, because they couldn't go all the way up to the ICU room because she was in a quarantine, that you just seeing her and you just seeing the tubes and all the machines. So,
wow, that's definitely some definitely. I mean, I'm just shocked. It's just, you know, crazy, man. It's a tragic. Ladies, you Ashley, you want to ask Miss Parker or Mr. Parker a question?
I'm shocked. I don't really have any, you know, direct questions. I'm just listening, trying to, you know, get more informed. I don't have any kids on my own, but I do have one godson that's one, and he's been, like, very sick lately on and off, and the doctors don't know. They're treating him for the flu also, so I'm just trying to, like, get more information. I'm listening.
The only thing that we've been telling everyone is that, because we've been really now doing more research, because, you know, before you didn't hear anything about it. You just really heard about just the flu. So we've been gathering all our research. You can, I will request the doctors, do a chest x-ray. That way they can tell if the lungs are filled with pneumonia. I mean, it's no, watch the temperature, because if
come down and shoot up again.
Yeah, my husband was saying watch the temperature because it'll go up and it'll shoot down. It's where the doctors are there. You ask them, you want to be certain, check. I know you're saying this is just the flu, but have you tested him or her for the H1N1? Have you listened to his lungs? Can you get a chest x-ray? It's where whatever precautions that you need to do or whatever tests that they need to do so that way you're certain and you have that peace of mind to an extent, ask them. I was blessed that during the whole time that we were going through everything, their pediatrician and all the girls have the same pediatrician stayed in contact with us. And it's rare that a pediatrician still call you like that. And it wasn't just calling and talking to the doctors. It was still calling us to find out how we were doing. Is there anything that we need to know so that she can get answers to us? But
yeah.
It was where, okay, she was like, bring the younger two girls that are 10 and 8 so that way I can examine them and see if they're okay. But you have to listen to your child when something does not seem right and you don't feel comfortable. ask questions.
Definitely.
So that you feel comfortable. But the only other thing I can say is that spend time with your kids. Life is too short. No parent should guard their child. But spend time with them. I mean, it doesn't cost much to come home and watch their funny program with them. We may not like it. Granted, we don't, because I know I'm tired of some of their programs. But we spend time watching their program, and then one time we'll watch our program. Hey, pull out board games. Laugh and joke with them. I mean, we always do that on the regular. We all do family functions and family night. We do family movies. We do family bowling. We all pick a spot to go eat, and we try. As whereas now, it's made us realize that you need to invest and reinvest in your family and spending that time. I also must say, take photos so you have those moments, because now looking back, it was like, dang, we should have really had more cameras with us so we can have that. Because, you know, at those times when you need those photos, it's hard to find. But now we are the 10 and the 8-year-old. They are adjusting. They have their moments. We have them in counseling. We have one who talks about her feelings. We have one who does not. Right now, the one who does not talk, she brave not here. But we all have been there for each other, as well as our extended family are there and supporting us. We didn't expect it. We were thinking flu. We were thinking, okay, we were going to be prepared for a battle of a long recovery, having to come home, and we basically will be at Destiny's beck and call, but never did we think that Destiny wasn't coming home with us.
Definitely. I mean, no parent would. I mean, any one of us. Emma, you have a question for Ms. Parker or Mr. Parker about the situation. I just know, I mean, she's a parent. I know what do you think of that, you know?
No, I mean, again, you know, just like Ashley, I don't really have questions per se. I'm just listening as well and just kind of observing everything you're saying. And it's so true, and it's so sad that we have to have a tragedy in our lives or see a tragedy to understand how valuable, how important our families are, you know. Sometimes we don't really see that. We're too busy, you know, with careers, with jobs, you know, bills have to be paid. We kind of get caught up in those moments where we think that what we're doing and the time that we're spending is actually for our family. But, you know, in reality, the time for the family and the sacrifice you make for the family is that time, like you said, watching TV with them and just listening to, you know, their days and, you know, bringing out the board games like we used to do, you know, back in the day. I remember, you know, back in the day, me and my family, my mom, when she was raising us, we didn't have much. We didn't have those, you know, crazy gadgets, Xbox and all that stuff that these kids have now. And we actually had to spend time with each other. We had to do the Monopoly, and I used to swear that Monopoly money was real money. I used to put under my mattress and save it for the next game, you know, and that was like the whole fun about it, you know, and you actually had to be in front of the next person, you know, and actually understand and see if your son and daughter was going through something. You could see, because that time spent sitting, eating dinner or engaging in that type of conversation, you know, led you to know more about your family. Now it's like, or each kid is locked up in their room, the Xbox, the TV, the computer, and we kind of have lost that. I'm up for myself. My 17-year-old is upstairs in the room, and I text him to come down. You know, can you come downstairs for dinner? Like, we're texting, and sometimes I'm like, wow, we can't do this. We really need to, you know, we shouldn't have to wait for tragedy and all of that. We should really try to bring back those family values. And I know it's hard with technology. You know, we're fighting against technology. We're fighting against, you know, a recession and all that. And sometimes people say it's like a luxury to spend with your family, but not. The way you can schedule, you know, to do things, you can schedule to spend time with the family as well. And I'm an advocate of that. I encourage that. you know, the families get together. You know, I'm so sorry for your loss. You know, our condolences go out to you. And we definitely want to know more about the charity that you're creating and how we can be of service or help to be able to at least, you know, help the next child or whoever we can help, you know, from this epidemic that just came in like a thief in the night and is just, you know, taking our children and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're here, you know, to provide any service that we possibly can. If you can share the information that we need, any website or numbers or address that people should contact you and your family, anybody that's listening, anybody in the chat room, you know, please just give us the information so we can have that.
Okay, right now, as far as I've gotten is, I have created a email, destinyparkerfoundation@gmail.com. I need help with setting up a website. Everyone basically has been telling us that we're all over the internet. I would love to try to get a lot of that steered to the website so that it's one central location. But the website, we would like volunteers. We want to plan a annual fundraiser event with a silent auction, support groups, counselors. I mean, it's a lot of families. Just like at my job yesterday, I had someone who worked. She called me and said, "Can you meet me outside?" And it was like, okay, you know, you can hear that person's voice and you know they need you. So mm-hmm. I went and met her outside, and she was telling me that her son was in the hospital for 3 days, and they believe he has H1N1. And she said, "And I'm sorry for calling you, but I didn't know anyone else who I could call," and because she was at work. She said, "I came into work today, and my husband was standing there." So we sat, we talked, we cried, we leaned on one another, and in the end, I told her, "You need to leave. You need to go home. You need to go to your husband. You don't." She's like, she's worried about not being able to say or do the right thing. And it's like, it's not about that. You just need to be there. You don't have to say anything, but just hug him. Just hold him. That's all you need to do. He just needs your presence. You'll get through it. But I know for me, it was hard, but it was supportive to her. So that evening when she texted me back and was thanking me for helping her, it was like, it was not, that's not why I did it. I did it because I know you needed me. When I was going through it, it was only him and I. And then the other families that was in that small waiting room going through the same thing. We lean on each other, and we have to get back to that. You have to be able to lean on someone. It don't have to be a blood relative. But it could be just a friend. We need that support. When I was growing up, it was the whole neighborhood. If I did something, God knows, Mom would find out, and you'd be thinking, "How did you know?" We need to get back to those times. But,
I agree.
So, but right now, I'm trying to get everything with the foundation done. I'm gonna say we're finishing up the paperwork to file the articles of organization, starting. I know from the IRS website, I see how they're changing the process for the 501c application. So we would like to get that done so that way, because I understand that's a lengthy process just by itself for that application. Get that done. So
can you give me the email address again so people can hear it?
Destiny, and it's DESTINEE Parker Foundation. @gmail.com.
Okay, great. So we can keep announcing it.
Miss Parker, sorry to interrupt. Goju has been following H1N1 since it started, and they have Destiny on the site, and they want you guys, if you have a chance, to go to Sing, SINGTOM.
Wait a minute. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
SING.
SING. Sing to S. Sing to TOME me OOH muse MUSE.com. Sing to me muse thingtomeomuse.com. And they said basically they have a lot of memorial threads, and Destiny is actually on there. And they basically, they are definitely an advocate for Destiny, and they are, like, enraged and really pissed off. And they're really mad at the CDC, actually, because they feel like the CDC could have done more, you know.
Let them know about the email so they can probably maybe send her a link or stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if you could tap into the chat room and let them know about the email that they're giving out, which is Destiny with the double E Parker Foundation at gmail.com, and maybe they can send out the link to them.
Okay. I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
All right, I typed something wrong.
Yeah, so just so, you know, they send her the email, she can directly click, and it's better, and she can definitely go and view that.
Yeah, so we're definitely looking for volunteers to support Mr. and Mrs. Parker on his foundation, you know, to definitely, you know what I'm saying, help out and, you know, to try to do an annual event and, you know.
Website.
Like that, and the website. So anybody that's out there, you know, that would like to support in the situation, you know, hit the email at Destiny, the two E's, Parker Foundation at gmail.com. Make sure you guys hit the email. You know, you can send any support links or anything like that that you would like to send there, and they'll definitely contact you and everything like that. And Goju said that they're going to create a thread about the foundation on their site so they can try to get volunteers and people to help out.
Thank you. I can read you what the mission for the foundation is. It says, the Destiny Parker Foundation is committed to raise awareness and educate the public about H1N1 flu or swine flu symptoms, treatment, and prevention, to support parents whose children have been diagnosed with H1N1 flu, and to inspire, motivate, and empower girls to dream and to how to aim for their dreams using positive models. Because for a while, Destiny wasn't motivated. And once we got her inspired and empowered, it was where she actually was, she had a dream. She wanted to attend the Baltimore School for the Arts. She had started going to her two favorite teachers, the art teacher and her reading teacher, to ask them to help her with her portfolio. We had printed out the application. She had just started doing her drawings for her portfolio. So we know that education is the key, and kids need to be inspired. So
it's
just hard, but so that's what I've wrote so far for the mission. That is what the mission is. That's what we're standing for. And our vision really is to have, the H1N1. Is a virus or flu, and there should be a cure for it. No child should basically die from a flu. So I know 6,000 people, 36,000 people, you just say, die from the regular flu, but then that's that unknown question as to why some die, why some does not. But now we're just hoping with more education, more awareness, we can save more lives. We can save more kids so kids can live to their fullest life and not have their life cut so short.
Yeah, and a quick fact to let people know, majority of the people that do have H1N1 don't show up with a fever. As soon as they you know they interact, they actually have that H1N1. Most of them don't have fevers or you know and some of them actually the test when they test the child or the patient, most of the time the tests don't show up that they have H1N1 until later on. So, you know, it's kind of really tricky, you know, when it comes to, you know, the situation like that. And we always employ everybody, wash your hands, wash your hands.
Yeah.
You know, wash your hands after everything. Somebody's coughing, sneezing, you know, make sure, you know, lights are sanitized. You know, it's about cleansing, you know, being cleansy about what's going on, you know what I mean, with your kids. Make sure my child goes to school with hand sanitizer. She washes her hands. I mean, it's not a game, man.
It's not.
And you can find it in the dollar store, 99 cents, little thing. You could put in their book bag, in their pocket, in their jackets.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. You definitely got to keep them safe because if not, whew, see what I'm going through.
I know, man.
Now, hearts go out to you and your family, of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
We got two more callers calling in that you know what like to say. Caller from the 203, you're live on Street Queens the Movement with Emma E2K Magazine and Mr. and Mrs. Parker, who recently lost a child to H1N1 recently. Would you like to ask them a question? State your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, well, this is Goju, and I'm calling from Sing to Me Unmuse PFI.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes. From the chat room. Okay.
Yeah. I feel terrible for you guys. I read your story in September when it happened, and we've been following all of the child deaths around the country, and we've been following this flu going around the world, and I find it horrifying, number one, that the schools were kept open, number two, that they kept telling us that this thing was mild and we didn't have to worry about it, and number three, that when your daughter did get sick, they didn't give her Tamiflu immediately. She'd still be alive if that was the case. She wouldn't even have gotten very sick.
Right.
And the doctors are listening to the CDC. The CDC is spinning some strange story about this virus, and they're putting all our kids at risk.
Yes. Yes.
I feel terrible about what happened to Destiny.
They said the vaccine works best within 5 days of catching it.
Let me tell you about when did they give her Tamiflu?
3 days after we were there.
3 days after the hospital. How many days before the hospital was she sick?
The weekend she came down with a little fever. The weekend. And she had a little fever, and then we broke the fever, and she was fine all weekend until that Monday morning. And then they diagnosed it. They said that she didn't have it on Monday. And on Wednesday, they said, the 21st, they said that they diagnosed her with the H1N1.
Right. The tests don't work most of the time.
Okay.
And what happens is they take a nasal swab or a throat swab, and by that time the virus has moved down into the lungs and started causing pneumonia.
Right.
And it's moved out of the nasal passages. So they didn't see the flu virus until she was really sick.
Right, because then her lungs, both lungs was filled with pneumonia, and then her kidneys started collapsing.
Of course. Did they put her on an ECMO machine?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And she still passed away.
Yes.
You know, there seems to be a strain of this virus circulating that is extremely deadly, and your daughter caught that strain, unfortunately, and they didn't do anything about it.
They said it was the worst case in this region.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? There are hundreds of kids dying all over the country, and up in Canada too. We're keeping track of the kids in Canada as well, and your story has been repeated over and over again.
Wow.
Okay.
There's so many parents that have your story, and it didn't have to be.
Right.
I feel so bad.
Mm. That's you know, definitely, you know, I appreciate you, Goju, because I know you were going off in the chat room. This is a serious advocate right here, Goju, you know, for Destiny's situation and everything. And you know, once again, our hearts go out to you, Mr. and Mrs. Parker, because this is a serious situation. We got another caller from the 347 New York. Goju, stay on the line with us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We got a caller from the 347 Peace Caller. You're on Street Queens, the Movement with Mr. and Mrs. Parker. They recently lost their child to the H1N1 formerly known as the swine flu. And you also have Ashley of the Street Queens and Emma of E2K Magazine. Peace, Queen.
How you doing, everybody? This is Lisette. Lisette tuning in.
Peace, Lisette.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
How's everybody?
I
hear you guys are talking about, you know, the flu and everything like that. I actually caught part of what Emma was saying a little earlier about spending time with, you know, your loved ones. And I wanted to share that I go every day of my life with this constant worry over my shoulder about losing somebody in my family or, you know, the closest ones to me. So I try to, you know, spend time with, but it's a anxiety that I have, you know. And then you have this type of thing like the flu that comes out of left field, you know.
Right.
And so it's so scary, you know, but I'm starting to realize that, in a sense, we are already dead. We are on this earth, and we're just on borrowed time.
Right,
and I feel that we're just waiting to live. You know, what do you do on earth that will contribute towards living an eternal life, you know, after death, you know? It's so important to spend time with everybody that you love and try to aspire for greater things and try to help everybody out. I was definitely feeling what Emma was saying. I don't have any children, so I don't know what the love of a parent is, you know, but I already love my child, and my child is not born, you know.
Right.
I can only imagine that it can be so devastating. And I also feel like from a political standpoint, that it was somehow created, you know. Trying to keep the population at a certain level. Like, I don't know. I'm a rebel that way, you know, and I'll see it in a different light. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't the only one that feel that way. I mean, a couple of people feel that, too. I feel like it's population control, if you ask me. You know, they didn't do the Tuskegee Airmen with stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Who's to say what's going on nowadays, man?
Right, exactly, correct. Correct.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so we have to use our third eye and look at things from a different standpoint of view. But it's just so much that you can do with such a powerful, you know, government or whatever have you. You know, we're talking about our kids who mingle with other kids who can get sick so easily. Like, you know, where did it come from?
Yes.
No one.
You know,
no
where did it manifest? It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
How a flu can turn so devastating and cause families to break up and everything. It's just so sad, really.
Yeah. Definitely.
And Mr. and Mrs. Parker, can you once again give out the email again so people can, you know, try to, you know, see what they can do to lend a hand to, you know, help out with the building and the foundation in regards to, like, volunteering, you know, or, you know, donations or anything like that?
It's Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-E-E, Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, Foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N. What did I say? I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. At Gmail. At gmail.com. But it's Destiny with two E's. That's simple. Destiny with two E's, Parker Foundation at gmail.com.
Definitely. So, guys, we need you guys to email. We implore you to email. And, you know what I'm saying, you send your condolences or whatever you can do, you know, to help the situation, whether it be a dollar, anything you can do to support the foundation, please. And one thing I do love about the Parkers is the fact that they try their best to stay in good spirits even though this tragic situation happens. I know, and it's almost like your heart is ripped out because this is a child, your child, you know.
Correct.
And it's like a piece of your heart is ripped out. I can't even fathom or imagine. I have a 6-year-old. Something like that to happen, you know, I would, you know, totally lose it. But the fact that you guys have other children that you do still also that are living, that you have to live for and try to stay strong for them also, You know, I know it's a lot, and I just, you know, man, I know the street queens right now, we want to just give you an imaginary hug right now, man. Just want to, you know.
Yeah, I have 7 more daughters I have to live for, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Girls, and all my girls are close with me, very close to me.
Yeah.
They're all daddy girls. I don't know. I don't understand how I did that, but every one of them is daddy girls.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing, man. All girls. So I know they love their father to death, man.
And you said 7 girls?
Oh,
7
yeah.
girls, man.
From school teachers.
Wow, mad kudos, you know.
Yeah.
So some of these men out here get scared because they have one.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
I have one came out of dental school. You know, one is a school teacher here in Baltimore. I mean, they just run down the line.
Youngest is 8.
Wow. That's a blessing. That's definitely a bless. You guys are definitely blessed. I want to bring Goju to tell more about the website and give you guys the information about the thread and everything, and anybody that's, you know, interested to, because they have facts on H1N1 on the site also. Goju, you want to give that information out?
Sure. You can come to the site. It's the website is www.sing2meomuse. That's sing2meomuse.com. And we've been tracking, first we started tracking bird flu, then we started tracking swine flu way back in February before the CDC was even talking about it. So we've been following this thing very closely, what all the governments have been doing, what people have been doing. Then we started following the illnesses and the deaths and what the government has and has not done. So it's a wonderful resource for you. There are a lot of people on there from all over the country that have experienced what you've experienced and are exploring different ways to protect ourselves and protect our kids and to get the government to do things to protect us and to protect the children so they don't get sick and they don't die. And if they do get sick, so they're taken care of. The vaccine should have been distributed. The entire country should have been vaccinated already. The CDC has let us down. They let your daughter down. And it's a terrible thing. It shouldn't happen to any kids.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I don't know if it was just me. I don't know if you guys were able to see like a little excerpt they show like on the news. Like, actually, the swine flu had came a long time ago. I don't know exactly the dates, but I know it was like it might have been like, don't quote me on this. Maybe like 30s or 60s or something. Where the swine flu?
1939.
Okay, so I was kind of close. Now 30 some.
Yeah, watch you on it.
So it was like maybe, you know, around that time. So that makes the it's questionable, like, okay, if it happened around that time and then all of a sudden it ceased and
right.
it popped up again, that's really the reason why I'm saying, are we doing population control? What's really going on?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, just like anthrax. All of a sudden it was here, and then it was gone. We don't hear about anthrax anymore.
At all. Right, exactly.
That raises,
you know.
That's why I said what I said.
Well, I sent you guys an email.
Like Katrina, right? We have a big hurricane that comes by. Knocks everybody's lives out of the box, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this day they're still rebuilding, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
They saw it as an opportunity to make money, you know. Let's rebuild.
Yeah.
Let's do what we want to do with this area now. You know what I'm saying? And
correct,
it's like,
correct.
How does something just come out of the blue, out of thin air? Like, you know, give me a break. This is the United States, man. Don't we have money for these? Can't we take control of some of these situations, you know? If you said that they, you know, it was discovered in 1939, it disappears, and then all of a sudden it's reintroduced.
Right,
it's
exactly.
not a coincidence.
Correct.
So
yeah.
That raises the question of why not be ready the second time around, you know?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Exactly. Why not? Why we wasn't ready?
Yep, definitely. You know, it doesn't make sense. It's just like almost like we're just defenseless, you know. I don't even know about the money anymore. When the yen and the euro is worth more than the dollar, and we are like in debt for China, which was used to be a third world country, you know, I'm starting to question what's really going on, you know.
A lot of stuff going on behind the smoke screen.
And the thing is that people need to wake up, you know. Your third sense, your third eye has to wake up. You got to wake up. The Trilateral Commission. We got the banks that are, other people are controlling everything we do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, it's not just a flu, man. There's a whole thing going on behind it. It's just that, you know, it's like you're, again, a smokescreen. It's a smokescreen.
Yeah.
What are we chasing? What are we really looking for, you know, behind this flu thing?
Yeah, exactly. And people just got to educate. They got to wake up and see what's really going on.
Definitely.
It's bigger than what we think it is.
Definitely. We're definitely, you know, Street Queens, the movement, the whole movement. I mean, we have ladies from different states. You know, whatever we can do to lend a hand, you know, to support the whole foundation, because Street Queens, the movement, is basically, you know, to basically help the diverse needs of people. And we try to empower young ladies and young people and try to, you know, give back to the community. So whatever we can do, you know, to support or help, you know, we extend our hand to you guys, man, honestly.
Thank you, Lash. You know, you my girl. You know that, Lash.
Hey, man, I love both of y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I fell in love with both of y'all, man. You guys are wonderful, man. I swear, you know, you guys are a wonderful, loving family, and I love you guys, And you know, Miss Parker, you know how we roll, player.
Yes.
You know. So.
Getting scared early tonight.
You know, we got nothing but love for you guys, man. Anything we can do, you know, to help or whatever, you know, just let us know, man. You know, we only a phone call away to help with the situation. So once again, the top things we need for this foundation, for people, and we implore you, email them at destinyfoundation@gmail.com. Destiny Parker Foundation@gmail.com with two E's. You know, a lot of people want to put Y, but it's two E's at the end, okay? All right, let's get it together. And along with that, we need assistance with the website. You know, any graphic designers that's out there that, you know, want to support a good cause, you know what I'm saying, want to do something, you know, selfless service, you know what I mean? We need you guys to, you know, implore you guys to, you know, send an email and let us know what you can do. Any event planners, you know, we need your help. Any graphic designers that are out there, you know, give us a hit. But we do have one graphic designer, you know, on board, you know, Ashley.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I'll send an email over. How could do that?
We definitely got a graphic designer on board, you know what I'm saying? This is one of our queens. She's a graphic designer and a wonderful photographer. We love her to death. And, you know, we all support each other, and we support you and everything you do. And, yeah, definitely. And Goju, we'll definitely, you know what I'm saying, post your site on streetqueensthemovement.ning.com, you know, and, you know, so we can, you know, if you got if you have, like, a banner or anything like that, can you email us that at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, if possible?
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, no, we don't have any banners.
Okay, well, if you need a banner done up, Ashley's live, you know what I'm saying? Holler at her, you know what I mean? But if you need assistance with something, you know, we have Ashley, she's our graphic designer, and on top of that, we'll just, you know, add the link on there. We'll just add the link on there and, you know, get that together, you know what I'm saying? And we'll definitely add that on as a site for people to check out and, you know, find information on the H1N1. It's always good to get, you know, information from different sites. So, you know, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, Goju. And we
what's your email number? What's your email address again?
Our email address is streetqueensmovement. Streetqueensmovement.
Okay.
It's instead of putting an S, it's a Z.
Okay. Where?
So it's Street Queens with a Z, Street Queens Movement @gmail.com.
Fabulous. I'll send you a file of a logo.
Okay, and thank you so much. We truly, you know what I'm saying, appreciate you for coming through. We have one more caller on the line from Jersey. I know it's one of our beautiful queens, CG Michelle. I know you're just joining us on the line. We're talking to Mr. and Mrs. Parker, who recently lost their child to H1N1, formerly known as the swine flu. And they were, talking about, their child, Destiny Parker, who basically lost her life. And, with the episodes that led to the situation and what the CDC, did not tell us. And, they're starting a foundation and, employing volunteers and stuff like that. And we're trying to do what we can to help. CG, peace, queen.
Hey, how are everybody doing?
Hello.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm great. I didn't get a chance. You just filled me in on everything that happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to send my condolences. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And just basically, I don't know. I just wanted to get an understanding of exactly. I mean, you don't have to go through everything again, Lush. I know you filled me in, but.
Mm.
The organization and, how we can help, I guess.
I know Ms. Parker can explain that, better than
why
I can.
Why he passed me the phone? Why? Looks like that was his cue.
The foundation is to raise awareness and educate the public about H1N1. And to support parents who child or who have children who have been diagnosed with H1N1. We basically, Destiny's birthday is September 16th. We would like to at least by September 16th, 2010, to have a annual benefit fundraiser solid auction so that way we can educate more parents as well as children about H1N1. Our younger daughters that are 8 and 10, while we're learning, they're learning. And then they're even teaching students in their classroom. When they cough, they telling them, I have some hand sanitizer. So we as parents need to educate ourselves and we need to make sure we pass that information on to kids because by far we have some kids who actually teach their parents information. So we as a family all need to educate. But with the annual benefit, I would like it to be a family environment because basically we all travel as a family. Most things we do as a family. And we need to bring families back together. And by having a fundraiser rent with maybe just a few hours of that day or that moment could be dedicated to just families, and then maybe another evening or the next day could be a silent auction that's for adults. But somehow or another, the families have to come together, and everybody needs to really know the symptoms, the treatment, the precautions of the H1N1. We need to educate ourselves. We need to arm ourselves so that we're prepared for whatever, as my husband just said. For whatever. And without education, we're lost. And it's time that we get powerful and we need to educate ourselves. And that's what's going to lead us into the next future. And that's what's going to help our kids be around forever and live past us and not die before us.
And that's definitely true. Ms. Parker, don't forget, Dare to Dream. Letting the young girls know that, don't be scared to dream.
Yes, yes. And letting girls know it's okay to dream. Most girls never dream, and we need to teach them it's okay to dream. We need to show them with positive influences, positive role models, how you can dream, how you can do this. You don't have to, it's a lot of negativity, and so that we don't lose girls to all the negativity. It could be something small that they like to do. If they like writing poetry, it could show them someone who is famous and tell them, they started just like you. They had nothing. Look at them today. I mean, once Destiny said she wanted to go to the school of the yards and we started doing research, it was like, okay, you know who Jada Pinkett Smith is? And she was like, yes, okay, she went to the school of the yards. Okay, you know Tupac Shakur, yes. Okay, he went to the school of the yards. You see, he came from just like you, so look how big he is. So that sparked something in her. But we have to reinvest in our children. And we meaning parents, neighbors, uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins, grandmothers, we have, when we see something wrong with a child, I mean, we can't just walk past them. Stop. Talk to them. See, sometimes they may not be getting something at home, but you could actually take that moment and say something to a child, and that could be all that they need. It does not always have to be the parent. It doesn't have to be the school teacher. It could be just the next door neighbor. It could be someone at the store. I mean, you can take a moment, smile. My gosh, and you don't need to see people like really just smile. You say hi to somebody when you walk down the street, they almost look at you like you did something wrong. And you're thinking, dang. I mean, little simple things that we take for granted, it's like, come on, y'all, we're all here together. I mean, I'm having a happy day. I just wanted to share. It's nothing wrong with that. But you have some people, when you smile, that's just what they needed that day to get them through.
Definitely. That's you never said it any better. And see, you got comments.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. That's what the slogan's going to be, Through Destiny's Smile.
Okay.
Everybody that's seen her over the internet and all the friends and family, that's the first thing they say. She had such a pretty smile. And that's what we said. We would make the slogan, Through Destiny's Smile. We can do this foundation. We can save another child's life. We can educate parents. We can inspire other children.
Definitely. Whatever we can do to support will definitely help. CG, one of our queens representing the Jersey area. CG, you have a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Hello?
You recently in my hometown.
I don't know if the phone's on speaker again. It's like...
No, I'm here, but I can barely hear her. I mean, it's like she go in and out.
Somebody's phone is on speaker or something.
I hear a buzzing, but I don't know whose phone. Hello?
It's better now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's going now. It's going. In the area that I'm in, we recently lost a child in middle school to the vaccine. So it's becoming more and more real once it hits close to home. My question is, did she have the vaccine? Did she get ill from that, or did she get ill from the actual flu?
Oh, Destiny actually got ill from the actual H1N1. It was too late for her to even get administered any, vaccine at that time. It was like around the time before they even had the vaccine really, really, really stable.
Okay. I think that was my question, because I know we have children and adults, you're losing people to the flu and the vaccine. So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't really know. The child that we lost in this area was due to the vaccine. So, I mean, I don't really know. If anyone knows if there's an end near, if they say it's getting better or if it's getting worse.
Well, from recent news updates, it hasn't really shown any, clearing of it, But I guess when they feel like, they've done, I mean, this is just my theory. Once they feel like they've done enough population control, then they'll stop it, just like they stopped anthrax.
But you remember the bird flu? When I first heard of the swine flu, I thought this was going to be, a rush or a quick temporary situation, as bird flu was. But this seems like it's staying around for a long time, and it's a lot more severe. And you're hearing a lot more stories of people being infected or you know, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. I mean, I just didn't know the statistics on it, but from what I hear, it doesn't seem like it's getting any better.
No, I don't think it's like the gentleman that came on early, Goju, he has like statistics they've been following and updates and stuff. I honestly don't feel like it's going to get any better. I feel like when they're ready to cease it and stop it is when they're going to stop it. I basically feel like this is a controlled situation. I honestly, like, that's like, no one can change my opinion about it. I think this is an honest control situation, you know, that, you know, it's population control. Once they figure out that they have enough, because, you know, the United States of America has become overpopulated. And I feel like basically it's population control. Once they feel like they've gotten enough people, you know, to even out the population, then they'll cease and assist, you know?
It's scary because I know the day before Thanksgiving, my little brother, my father is going to come down with my little brother. My brother's 2 years old, and he had a temperature of 104 degrees, and we didn't know why, and when my father spoke to his mother, she had taken him 2 days before to get the vaccine. And, you know, you get the flu-like symptoms when you get the vaccine. From what I heard, once we did more research on it, is that they actually put some of the, I don't know how accurate this is, but this was online, and I don't know how valid the site was, but that they actually administer some of the flu in you to make you immune to it. I don't know how true, if any of you know about that, but his temperature, he has flu-like symptoms.
Well, I'm going to let y'all know. Nobody knows this, but I'm about to let y'all know this thing right now. When I was in the military, I got out in 2005. When I was in the military, just like they injected the Tuskegee Airmen, and I had a theory maybe they just inject every soldier, you know, they just experimenting on us, right? So I caught pneumonia. I never had pneumonia in my life. Never in my life. So they hurry up and give you quick shots and stuff like that. And I read through my medical records when I finally got discharged. They put me through a test to see if I was going to get pneumonia. And I ended up getting pneumonia there. And, you know, maybe like 2 years ago, I got pneumonia again. So, you know, it's a lot of experiments going on. This ain't the first time they've done it, you know. You know, this isn't the first time they've done it. So, I mean, a lot of times, you know, who's to say that they don't have a cure for AIDS? They just figuring out how they can populate, get some kind of money for it. Just like the swine flu vaccine. They're saying basically they're running out and eventually they're going to start charging for it. So, you know, come on now. They're trying to find a way to capitalize on something. It's nonsense. You know, it's nonsense, and you know, my heart goes out to Mr. and Mrs. Parker. I know Mr. and Mrs. Parker. I know you guys have you guys had the kids and everything, and you know, and I know you got stuff to do, so we ain't gonna hold you on too long, and everything. We do want to thank you guys for coming on the show and definitely, you know, expressing everything and telling us about destiny and stuff like that. You guys there with us? You still there? Mr. and Mrs. Parker? No, we don't hear you. It sounds really, really low. Hello?
It's just Fiji. I can't hear anyone else either.
I can't hear him.
Can you hear
Mr.
me?
Parker, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now, loud and
clear. Oh. Okay. Yes, we got to realize that it hasn't even gotten cold yet. This flu is going to take off when it gets cold.
Uh-huh.
Everybody better get prepared because it's still been pretty much warm.
Yep.
Especially here in Baltimore, it's been warm. But this flu is going to take off when it gets cold. And like I say, I agree with you 100% Lush, on a lot of different points that you had.
Uh-huh.
And we definitely appreciate everybody. And, our prayers go out to everybody's family in the United States. You know, this thing is serious. We got to wake up.
Definitely, man.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely love you guys, and you know what I'm saying? Our hearts go out to you guys, and, you know, we just, you know, pray that, you know, time can, you know, kind of, like, help you through it. You know, no one can bring back a child, but, you know, just, you know, hold on to the memories, you know, and, you know, and I hope that, you know, I mean, I really, I mean, I'm still, like, in shock and still messed up about the situation because I have a child, but,
yeah, me too.
You know, my heart goes out to you guys, honestly.
Yes.
CG, you got any last words for the Parkers?
Yeah, I just want to say it was really nice for the brief time that I did get a chance to talk to you, to hear your story and to talk to you. And I'll definitely keep you and your family in my prayers. And
thank you.
With the yeah, you're welcome. With the foundation and your destinies, her life and her death won't be in vain.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Ashley, you have any final words for Mr. and Mrs. Parker?
I also want to say that my heart goes out to you guys, and I thank you for taking out the time, you know, to come and entertain us all. And with your foundation, I'm willing to help in any way, and I'll be emailing you guys pretty soon, you know, or whatever you need.
Okay,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we love you guys, and, you know, imaginary hugs from the Street Queens to you guys. We love you and everything, and I'll definitely be calling you guys on the flip side on you know, off air, you know. Yeah, definitely. So we love you and everything. We truly appreciate you guys coming through on the show, and, you know, because I know it was hard, you know, expressing it and telling the situation, you know, and, you know, and you know, what doesn't break you makes you stronger, you know.
Right.
You know, so, and as CG's pastor says, every is, how do you say it, CG? Every setback is what?
Sometimes a setback is a setup or a step up.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I like
correct.
That.
I like
yes,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you never know. This could, you know, another, you know, blessing might come out of the, you know, situation or something, you know, that might help, you know, thousands of people through the foundation or anything, you know. So, you know, God knows that you guys were wonderful parents to this child, and, you know, God would definitely bless you guys and your children that you have. And, you know, we love you, honestly.
We love y'all, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lush, you know, we'll definitely be in touch.
We'll be in touch.
No problem. That's what's up. And, ladies, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just sad, man,
yeah.
You know? It's just really sad, you know, that you know. And you know, the sad thing about it is, we were supposed to be a superpower. How are we not prepared for this?
Yeah.
You
I mean,
know?
Yeah. Well, with something like this that's controlled, like you said, it's
mm-hmm.
only so much in our power that we can do. They're basically at, you know, their mercy, waiting for a cure. You know,
mm-hmm.
the public is going crazy. You know, imagine what pregnant women, my sister is pregnant. She's 8 months pregnant, and her job is demanding that everyone get the vaccine. You know,
wow.
Basically, you know, you get to think of, she's terrified because she's like, you know, that vaccine could destroy my baby, first and foremost, or me. Like, we don't trust it. You don't know. You definitely don't know because you don't know what they're shooting in you because you don't really trust it. This didn't come from anywhere. I mean, and why it got the name swine flu, I don't know. But
they were saying that the swine flu was basically because it has certain enzymes or cells that are compared to the kind of flu that comes in the swines and pigs in, I think it says Northern America.
Yeah, but you got to look at things like this, like, you know, anthrax, the bird flu, swine flu. This
mm-hmm.
is going to come out of midair.
Mm-hmm.
It's created, and I think that it's tested, you know, and then it just spreads either further than they expected it to spread, or it's doing exactly what they wanted it to do. We don't know, and I don't know if we'll ever know. But then you have people like Michael Moore who make documentaries and expose some of this
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, as long as we can get ourselves educated.
Yeah, this you know, it's just sad. What are your thoughts on the situation, Ashley?
I, like I said before, I'm just, like, in total shock. But from now on, I know me, myself, I'm going to be extra careful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know other people's situation. Not that you want to look down on anyone, but, you know, you have
mm-hmm.
to guard yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's everywhere you go. I work in a courthouse, and I would say maybe about 2 months ago, there was a young lady that came to court, she came to the courthouse, and the sheriff, you know, when you walk through, she tried to get through the machine, and she said, I can't show up for court today. And they're like, why? And she said, I can't be here. And they're like, why? She said, I have swine flu. And this is what she said in the courthouse. So, you know, we took off.
Wow.
It was just the way it happened. We took off because whether you didn't want to be to court and you're just saying this to get out of court, we didn't have time to figure out if she was telling the truth or not. They
uh-huh.
got her out of that courthouse so quickly. They sprayed everything down. And it's a shame because you really don't know. And you have people who just cough in midair, don't cover their mouth,
uh-huh.
or cough in their hand and then reach to shake your hand or grab something of yours, you know, and they say the virus lives on money for, did it say half an hour? I'm not sure how long it lives on money. That could be a completely inaccurate number, but that's the first thing that came to my mind. But, you know, it's a living virus, and there's many ways to contact it. And you got to continue. Like, I've never washed my hands as much as I've been washing my hands now. I stay with hand sanitizer like I always did before, but now I'm, like, doubled up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I no longer feel bad about if someone coughs spraying the air while they're there. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Cover your mouth, and I am going to sanitize my hands after you shake my hand
mm-hmm.
because I don't know what you did 5 minutes before you were around me.
Yeah. And that's not a lie. I mean, you know, some people, they're like, oh, why she? It's not a game. You're playing with people's lives right now. You know, this is life or death situation. You know, you can take, you know, to each his own. My daughter walks around with hand sanitizer. Him and my boyfriend's daughter walk around with hand sanitizer. I work with special needs kids. We have hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes, bleach, all of that in the classroom. It's not a game. You know, we are not playing those games out here because it's sad. And, you know, the only thing we can do is, you know, hope for the best. And before, you know, screaming at, we have to focus on ourselves, because the first thing is we have to look out and make sure our families are together, and we got to make sure that we're together, you know, on hygiene, you know. People are going to do what they're going to do regardless. People are going to sneeze and be nasty. Some of them we can't blame them because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
They don't know any better. But we have to try to protect ourselves at the best way that we can and just hope for the best for, you know, our new age America.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, you know, is our hearts go out to, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Parker, and rest in peace, Destiny. Make sure you check out, you email them, Destiny with two E's, ParkerFoundation@gmail.com for any inquiries or how you can help or anything like that. And ladies, you know, this quick segment of the show. We had, you know, it's different situations going on. It's Christmas time's coming around. I believe every day is Christmas, you know. You know, I think the gift of giving should be endless, you know. Whether you give of knowledge or you give of yourself or anything, or whether it's food or anything materialistic, you know, Christmas should be every day. But, you know, as we live in this propaganda and this world and society, Christmas falls on the 25th. And we have a lot of people out here that are homeless, a lot of children that are in foster care. We have a lot of single mothers out here that might can't afford presents for their children and for Christmas. So Street Queens the Movement is collecting, you know, presents, whether it be teddy bears, whether it be, you know, last year we did the teddy bears for the foster children, and CG, we did one, and that was Jersey for the kids out there. That was a foster care, right?
Yeah,
orphanage
in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Street Queens, we did it last year, and this year we're collecting some more for children in Philadelphia in different areas. Or even if you can do it in your area and you can send us, you know, pictures of stuff that you have done in a community to help out your community, we just implore you all to, you know, have selfless service, you know, give to someone other than yourself. And I know we're in a recession, but as much as you guys go into the snack line as much as you guys go buy extra things that you know you don't need, you guys can either go to the dollar store, go somewhere. They got hats on sale. You can buy a kid a hat to be warm, or some gloves, or a scarf. You know, they got toys at the dollar store. They got food. They got different things. Just, you know what I'm saying, whatever you can. Street Queens the Movement is asking you if you can donate something, or clothes or anything, or, you know, that you can donate. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And, you know, we basically, you know, are collecting, you know, until December 12th before we start, you know, start sending out the stuff to the different places so they can basically, you know, provide toys and gifts to the children and single mothers and stuff like that. So if you can help, just, you know, hit us up and let us know what you can do. Ladies, I know you guys have different things that's going on in your states and stuff. Let the people know. CG, you want to let people know what's anything that's going on in your state?
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, we're doing the Friendship House Christmas party and Santa wish list for the kids. The Christmas party is December 18th, and this is something that myself, along with the Street Queens, have been involved in for a couple years. So we're collecting toys, scarves, just like Lush said, blankets, anything that you can, you're willing to give, whether it's new or lightly used. We're also providing food and entertainment for the kids. The Friendship House is in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. And we just have a ball every year. Also, if you want to get involved, you can go to any of your local courthouses. They'll have a box for donations for food or presents if you want to donate to, you know, to a child and give them a present for Christmas, or if you want to donate to the family and give them food so that they can have Christmas dinner. Any of one of your local courthouses will do that, and there's a big box. Just ask for the donation box. Also, you can make the kids aware if, you know a child that doesn't have transportation. All of the Macy's around the world, they have a red mailbox inside of the store where you can take the kids to send a Santa letter, a secret Santa letter. And, you know, a lot of the times with kids, it's just the whole fairy tale image that they really, that's the spirit of Christmas to kids at that time. They love thinking of Santa. They love writing Santa. They like making cookies. So if you can, I'm not saying pick up somebody's kid or just kidnap a kid. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying ask if you can, you know, take someone's child and help them with the whole Santa spirit and have them write a letter and take them to Macy's. All the Macy's around the world have it to drop this letter off. And also, if you have children, one of the things that we're trying to instill in parents now through the courthouse and through the Friendship House and the program that we're working with is to try to take your child to purchase a gift for another child, that our kids grow up to continue the same things that we're doing with helping other people. Because if your kid grows up thinking that it's all about me, 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 and I get everything I want and don't know the spirit of giving and don't know the true meaning of Christmas, then we're kind of ending the cycle ourselves. So we just want to teach them and instill the art and the passion of giving in them as we have in ourselves. And basically that's all that's going on over here.
That's what's up, man. That's that news out there in Jersey/Philadelphia.
Guys, that's all I was going to say that. Welcome back, AI.
Yeah, you don't want to kidnap no kids like your man, the comedian, man. You don't want to be like that, man. You don't want to go through no situation like that. And also, Ashley, what's going on in your state in Alabama? Anything going on?
Well, this past weekend, we had a coat drive for men, women, and kids, which was very successful. And also, I have a group that I volunteer for, ages 18 to 30. We volunteered at the community soup bowl, and we fed over, I think it was like 360 homeless people this past weekend. And as far as upcoming events, can you all hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so for an upcoming event, we're having, I don't exactly know the name for this particular foundation, but they're donating shoe boxes to, I think it's somewhere in Africa, I'm not sure, for Christmas. And you donate $20, or either you go buy the items and fill the shoebox up, and we're shipping them off to the kids for Christmas. So that's basically it in my area.
And let everybody know where's the tell everybody about the area and everything like that.
Oh, what area I'm in?
Uh huh.
Oh, that's Tuscaloosa, Alabama. A lot of people haven't heard of it, but it's Tuscaloosa.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you know that's you know coming from different states, you know. So if you have something going on in your state, we implore you to log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com and post your event out there so we can, you know, definitely support that. Also, Street Queens the Movement is also supporting Women of Hip Hop that's going down in North Carolina. We're official sponsors. And they're definitely highlighting women in the industry, music industry, and just in the industry in general. And they're partnering up with a youth program for young ladies in North Carolina. And they're going to be doing some sessions, youth counseling and different things like that. It's actually launching. The event is going down in March of 2010. And you can find information about that on the blogs on www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, my boyfriend actually purchased, I don't know if you guys know, like, you know, Shoppers and different, like, food stores, they actually let you, like, purchase, like, bags, like, maybe, like, $5 or so, where you can feed a family, and they take it to the local food bank. So he purchased a couple of those. Street Queens the Movement also gave money to feed some families at the high school that I teach at. And we also did the Give Thanks dinner to feed single mothers, single fathers, and the homeless in New York. So we did that also over the past weekend, the past couple of weeks, and we'll have the photos and everything of that situation up soon. And, you know, we definitely, you know, thank you guys for everything. And the last thing is basically, what's new? What's going on in the ladies' lives? What's going on with you? What's the new, boo-boo? What's going on with you, CG? Somebody said you got a new boo-boo.
I'm as single as they come. Anybody got a boo-boo for me, please?
What? Hey, this...
I'm about to start dating an alien because I can't find no humans. No, I'm good. I'm focusing more on the career, you know. I'm still in the child support field. I got a promotion, which is good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey. Just traveling a lot. I've got a bunch of vacations coming up, Dallas, Miami, France. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, I go to Lille, France.
Wow, voulez-vous coucher à l'étoile? Parlez-vous français? Oui, oui, mon chou.
I'm just really enjoying my life. One thing I can always say is people should travel, you know, and always take a vacation. Make sure you take a vacation and take some time to yourself. If it's a money thing that you can't, just take a road trip and just drive.
Mm.
Or jump on a bus and just go somewhere. Get lost and come back. It's nothing like it.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And other than that, soon I will be getting back into the modeling soon. Not right now because I have to focus on a bunch of other things, but my last cover with Influence Magazine did just drop last month. So, yeah, I have that magazine cover out now. And still just maintaining and going smooth, you know?
That's what's up, man. We definitely proud of you, CG, you know, staying focused and everything. See, that's what it's all about, man. You know, that's what it's about, man. I'm definitely proud of you.
I said, did you see the cover?
No, I ain't get to see the cover yet, man. That needs to be, like, in my inbox, like, ASAP.
Got it on my Facebook page.
You see how you do me? You supposed to send me stuff in my inbox, but I got to go on Facebook and get it. You see how you do me?
I'm going to email it to you.
Yo, Ashley, what's new with you, boo boo?
Nothing, just chilling. No, I'm just playing. Hey, I gotta come in like what she said on being single. They say being single is a new marriage, so I think we need to go on a honeymoon.
Exactly.
For real.
But no, ain't nothing going on. Just hustling, you know, doing what I do. And I got an offer from a magazine company, and I got to read over this contract and make sure everything is in place. So.
Wow. Congratulations, man.
Yeah,
excellent.
Before I make a decision or whatever, you know, you have to read the fine print. Might be trying to get me, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm definitely proud of you, man. I'm proud of all my ladies on Street Queens and Movement. They always excelling to be the greatest, you know. And for all those listeners out here, you know, 2009 is becoming a memory to us. So 2010 is open, is an open world for new memories and new legacies to be started. So it's a whole, if it didn't work out in 2009, let's start all over. Start off on the drawing board and let's get it together this year. You know what I'm saying? You know, and let's, you know, move forward. You know, all the negativity, everything that you felt like was holding you down in your life, all those people that's in your cell phone that you can look at right now, you know they ain't not important in your life, and they did nothing but bring you down, or they never added anything to make you be productive. You need to go ahead and just delete them, and let's move on to a clear slate in 2010. The new things that's going on with Lush Radio Online, you know, we're going to have new shows going on. Different things are going to be formatted, changed around a little bit. Lush Radio is going global. On Tuesdays, we're going to do, like, international and stuff, you know, when it comes to the music. And along with that, you know, we're still going to have executive interviews, people, business owners, and stuff like that. Fridays, we still do New Music Fridays, which we'll be going down each and every Friday, which is going down tomorrow. So watch out for that one. It's going down. And along with that, I have a new website that's going to be going out, that's going to be going down in 2010, and it's going to be crazy. I can't let the cat out the box yet, but it's going to be crazy. Couple new clients, you know, for my PR services, and it's just been great. This year has been a learning experience for me, and I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. I've met a lot of good people. And I'm just ready. I'm just ready for new ventures and just, you know, diving into the unknown. Let's get it, you know. That's all I can say. You know, honestly. And you know what I think we should do, girls? I think we should do, like, an all-white party where we basically say that we're marrying ourselves to either, you know what I'm saying, that higher power, and just, we just love ourselves. So we're just, you know, we're confident with ourselves. It's okay to be single. I mean, we want that significant other, but you know what? It's okay to love ourselves and accept ourselves. And, you know, we should just, you know, actually, like, have a, like, I'm getting married to myself party. And then, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever, it's just basically like a spiritual thing for us. Like, you know, like we're cleansing ourselves of the old and bringing ourselves into the new. We're marrying ourselves to our new selves. What do you think about that?
I'm with it.
I like the idea.
I'm definitely with it.
You know, so, you know, I mean, it's, you can have young girls, you know what I'm saying, young girls, you know, older women, you know, ladies our age, and we can just, you know, dress in all white, just symbolizing the renewance of ourselves, as, you know, we're leaving all of the negativity that we had from the past, and we're marrying ourselves into the new, our new selves and stuff. So look out for that, ladies. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be a part of it, email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. You know, so we're going to definitely get that organized, and we still got the Street Queens poetry book that will be coming out soon. And I know in Influence magazine, I don't know if it might not be in this mag, but maybe the next one that's coming out will have another ad for Street Queens the Movement in there also. So watch out for that. They've definitely showed us a lot of love. Shout out to Influence magazine for all the support they always show us and everything. Strictly Bump One, 21 City Tour, Performance Tour, Diverse Media Group, LLC, Nancy O radio show, and the Women's of Hip Hop event that's going on in 2010, and just everybody, we thank you guys for for the support, and you know, Street Queens the movement, we're supporting one another, positive people doing positive things, and we love you guys. Log on and check us out, you know, add the interview to your site, or blog us or anything. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline. Type in any keywords, Destiny, Mr. Parker, Mrs. Parker, you know, Street Queens, and you'll find it online. So we love you. Ladies, you got any final thoughts or shout-outs or anything like that before we, you know, dip off?
I
just
want to talk about Tiger Woods.
Oh, man, I was, you know, since we do got 9 minutes left, real quick, what's your final thoughts on this situation? You know, like, I think the wife went black on him. What you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. I believe so, because I was like, man, he basically just got caught, and he needs to tighten up his game.
Hey, and what you think about it, CG?
I mean, I think it's funny, because, I mean, it's just hearing the calls is funny. But the fact that it's getting so much play, I guess maybe now Tiger will really realize that he is black.
Yo, Tiger, I'm sorry to say, man, you know, if you're listening or your publicist is listening, first and foremost, publicists should have came to the forefront and squashed all this for a linger. And people understand he is a human being. And you're a nanny and the whole situation is, what do you expect? I mean, I don't condone cheating. But, you know, it is what it is. But, man, you had to hit him with a 9-iron. Wow. And you said you was trying to help him, but you busted out all the windows. Wow. Okay, let's get it together. What's really going on? And you already know, Tiger, if you had even laid a hand on her, you're going straight to jail. Remember, our skin is our sin, baby. I don't care how elite, how high profile you get. Remember, you are still black, player.
He realized that more than ever now. The way they tearing him apart.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad to know. It's a shame that, you know, even though we're living in a day and age that we feel like we're evolved, or, you know, you think that the society is evolved, it's still hidden racism. And the crazy thing about it is that, you know, same thing with Serena. I mean, come on, you're slapping an $80,000 fine on her because she used profanity. Okay, even though she came on, she rant and raved it a little bit. But my thing is like this, she's human, okay? She's human. You got your guy that was smoking marijuana, Caucasian guy. They brushed that under the you know, the rug. But she does that, $80,000 fine. I mean, some people say it's chump change, but still it's ridiculous. Come on now. You know, Tiger Woods, this dude brought people jobs. People that never watched, minorities that never watched golf, he brought more money into the golf, into the golf league than ever. Okay, he's setting up these tournaments. Without his tournaments, people are not eating. Come on now. Okay, he's brought in jobs, and now they're talking about taking away endorsements. They brought the Chris Brown, this dude. He ain't even lay a hand on this chick. She beat him. What's going on?
Yeah, then too, you know what about the chick? I think she set him up pretty good, though, because she held on to those texts and voicemails, and it's like she was waiting to put it out of the bag, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at the time frame, you know, they say this was like 2 weeks ago, you know, since he had called her.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she bring it forth, you know what I'm saying? It's like she was waiting for his wife to call and something to pop off. I think she wanted to get some money off of it, you know, from the tabloids and all that, yeah. Because, like, months from now, watch, a book is going to come out. You know what I'm saying? My Affair with Tiger Woods or something.
Yeah, I mean, she basically, come on, you're a Las Vegas nobody. And all of a sudden, this dude is, like, high profile. And he's black. Okay, come on now. And, you know, and the thing about it, all of a sudden, she wants to help hold a press conference. Where does that come from, left field?
she played him on that one.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry, Tiger, man. I feel like they did you dirty, dog. But, man, you got to realize, man, you're black. Remember?
Right.
You're black. Don't forget that. Never forget where you came from. You're still, even if you got a snippet, even if you have a pinch, even if you have a swab of it, you're black, okay? I don't care how white, creamy looking you look, you're black, okay?
He called himself Cobblin Asian.
That's what he said.
Something like that.
Yeah, you're black now. I bet you see that now.
Yo, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tiger, man. I hope you recover from your, you know what I'm saying, your injuries. You know, I mean, I'm sorry she went black on you. But you know, Tiger, you should have kept your stuff tight, man. You know you should have kept it. Come on, man. You know, come on. You got some black in you. I seen them rims on that Escalade player. I seen them rims. You know, but, you know, the most thing that I really feel sorry for everybody, that I'm really sorry for, that I'm really sad about in this whole situation is, I'm sad for the Escalade, dog. I'm sad for it. Was pretty.
It was nice. It was nice.
It was really nice. And it got messed up, man. It's sad, man. And see, I don't blame the lady. It might have been, you know, they say she just had a child, I think. So, you know, all that postpartum depression, all that craziness, she just went berserker on him, man. So, hey, maybe they need family counseling. Maybe they can get it together. But, hey, you know, I think they could have responded a little bit faster. That's what you got publicists for. Come on now. You know, now they running him in the dirt and stuff. But you know what? Hey, I'm going to tell y'all one thing, America. If you take Tiger away, all them people that were eating before and getting money, I'm taking the people that are going to invest in golf, it will decline. Okay? I'm telling you. People are watching golf because of Tiger. Sorry to say it. They're watching golf because of Tiger. So if you take Tiger out, hey, and I'm sorry, like, I mean, people weren't watching tennis like that, like, until Serena and Venus were over there. I mean, yes, John McEnroe, when we were coming up back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying, he was all right, you know. Like, John McEnroe was violent. He used to take the racket and throw it at people, you know. But it ain't saying nothing to John McEnroe. Like, come on. But anyway, it is what it is. Tiger, get your game up. You know what? Don't get hit with a 9-iron again. You know, it is what it is, man. And, hey, shout out to Oprah, you know, with the bobblehead. What's up, Oprah? Holla at me. Can I get, like a meal or something? What's up? What's up? Holla at me, Oprah. I know you hear me, Oprah. Holla at me. Wendy, holla at me, man. Let Street Queens of Movement get on your show, man. Stop faking. You know you need some liveliness up in there. Holla at me, Wendy.
We'll take Monique's show.
It
don't matter.
Yeah,
for
Monique.
Yes, baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
somebody,
well, you know.
Somebody said after all of that, she need a diabetes test.
For real?
Oh,
that
sugar, baby.
Real tight. Give yourself a hug, sugar. No.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah, love is for free, man. Hugs is for free. Love is for free, man. You know, but I love Monique. I think she did. She definitely lost a lot of weight, and I think she's a beautiful young lady. And I definitely like her show. I like her show actually more than Wendy Williams' show. Actually,
me too.
Yeah, definitely. I feel more substance in her show. You know, but I'm proud of her.
Learn, you know.
Uh huh.
Just listen, yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
She be screaming.
The screaming is what does it for me. That's when I'm gone. And
yeah, you have to watch it on mute.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, you know. And then who's the guy dancing in the back? I can't.
I don't know. That's not Sandman.
I don't know who that is, but he's the sole reason why I turn. And the screaming and the yes, baby. That's why I turn.
Yeah, you know, much power to both of the ladies for, you know, being African American women. And holding on and having a show and doing their thing, you know, bringing different variety to the, you know, the TV screen. More power to them, you know, do what you do. Hopefully, you know, you'll allow, you know, Street Queens of Movement to grace your couch for a day or so. Holla at us, because we in the building. And we love you all. Same time, same place, 8 o'clock, each and every Thursday, talking about real issues that face the society and the world. Street Queens of Movement. Shout out to Emma E2K Magazine. Shout out to Natalia, Colombian Princess, on Twitter. Shout out to her child. She said her child actually had a fever today and wasn't feeling that well. So my blessings go out to her child, also to Rocky down south. And, you know, I love you, Ashley, and CG for, you know, joining us on the show. And shout out to Lissette that actually joined us on the show, and Felicia Sabre. Street Queens the Movement. Log on at www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. It's a Z, not a S. And thank you, and God bless. You already know what it is. Love you, ladies. I'm going to call you on the flip side. Hey, CG, you don't know how, like, heartwarming this show was for me, for you to come on. I'm so, like, elated right now. I'm, like, so elated. Yo, I love CG, man. CG knows. She knows that. She knows I love her, man. I love her, man. No. Where's I got a song. I know I got a song for you guys like Smokey Norfolk, right? You know that song, Lord, I Need You Now, and a lot of people are homeless, a lot of people are going through it right now, and they really need you right now. So this song goes out to them, to the families that are going through it, cancer patients, people that are suffering through AIDS diseases, people that are just suffering or going through something right now, no matter what it is. Our prayers go out to you, and we wish you the best, and God bless you guys. Street Queens, the Movement, we're out. Smokey Norfolk.
Not a second for another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the waves of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that no.
got another minute.